Good morning, church.
It's good to be here once again to meet you guys. This is another new year, and we're praying that God will be blessing us in the years to come. And we are praying that God will bring more and more people among us and making disciples among us. And you know, in the past years, God has been blessing us, and there's a lot of life changes, and we also got some new commerce among us. And so it's a for me, I think I need to be adjust a little bit, because I've been pastoring in among the Chinese and especially among the Cantonese, I have to adjust, because here in this English congregation, the congregation is not that stable, because people come and people go, people come and people go. But in my mind, that whenever people come to our midst, they will be our blessing. We will be blessing them. Whenever they leave us, they will be also blessing other people. Amen? Although the time may be short, maybe within 1 year or 2 years, they may leave because they come to Hong Kong to work. It doesn't matter. Our God is so good. Even though you just come for a short while, I'm thinking that God is still blessing us and blessing you. And even though the time is short, you know, through those years, four and a half years as we start this service, I always observe some people come, some people go, some people come, and some people go. And so now I know people all around the world. Hallelujah. Whenever God leads me, wherever God leads me, it is my heart that I will be always a blessing to other people. And even though I'm here or elsewhere in the world, and God is so good, and God is the God of the whole world. Amen? Amen. This year, 218, we'll continue to think about how God changes our life and leads us into a life of abundance. Say together, abundance. And God is leading us to a high level of life, not just an earthly life, not just a secular life. God is bringing us to an upper level, a higher level. And in the past years, we have been reflecting on those figures in the Old Testament, not yet finished. We covered quite a lot of stuff that God encountered with these people and changed their lives and used them and raised them and blessed other people, blessed their generation. In the last few months of last year, we covered David. And for me, I learned a lot from David. And I know that God is also raising us to be used in His kingdom. And in this year, we continue to learn, to live a higher life. Say together, higher life. But in order to live a higher life, one very important thing that we need to learn is to surrender to God. Say together, surrender. And we need to be reshaped by the grace of God. We need to be reshaped by the power of God. And we need to be reshaped by the Holy Spirit in order to release the power of God, in order to live a higher life. So this year, we in our prayer, we face a theme of the whole year. Reshape. Say together, reshape. And release. Say together, reshape, release. We want to live a higher life. These two main themes that we need to learn is to be reshaped by the power of God, and in order to release the power of God. So that we can live a higher life. None of us are satisfied with this earthly and secular and worldly life. None of us are satisfied with just status quo. We want to live out the power of God, the love of God, the heavenly life of God, the more spiritual life of God, so that we will be one that God can be using in this world to be a blessing to other people. So in this whole year 218, we want God to help us to reshape our life, reshape our relationship with Him, reshape our relationship with other people, reshape our whole future for the glory of God. Amen? Say together, reshape. Louder, please. Reshape. Amen. And so this year I'll begin with one very important scripture. It is the book of Romans, the epistle to Romans, chapter 12, verse 1. So read it all together. 1, 2, 3. Let's pray. Oh Lord, bless me, bless other people. All of us will be blessed. And we come to your presence, we pray that you enlighten us and guide us into your truth. And so that our love to God, to you, to other people, will be once again strengthened. And we pray that you help us, lead us into your truth. We pray that you help us so that we will be empowered to do what you want us to do. O Lord, help us and guide us into your truth. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today, my message will be pretty short because I will continue the series next week. And so today, I just want to lay out the very basic foundation of a thought of the whole year. And so after my closing message, Pastor Wick will continue to pray for each and every one of us. And so that we'll begin to have a life that is really pleasing to God. In this scripture, God wants us to have a life that is really pleasing to Him. And in this scripture, one very important, the very important beginning of living a high life is surrender. Say together, surrender. In the book of Romans, chapter 1 to chapter 11, Apostle Paul explained quite a lot about all the salvation, the saving plan of the Lord, how God chose us, how God saved us, how God redeemed us, and all this theology is laid in, from chapter 1 to chapter 11. But after all that, he began another very important encouragement, teaching, beginning from Romans chapter 12, verse 1. And the whole picture changed from those theological stuff into very practical things. And these very practical things, it begins everything, the behavior, the life of Christian, the high life of Christian, it begins with one very, very important encouragement. That is the Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Apostle Paul said that, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Say together, living sacrifice. That is holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So all those life, Christian life, high life, better life, all those things begin with one very important attitude, is to present your bodies as a living sacrifice to our Lord. Without this kind of surrendering, nothing can happen. This, we want to live an abundant life. We want to have a blessing. We want our life to be a blessing to other people. But without that kind of surrendering, nothing can happen. And so, Paul said that, I beseech you, by the grace, by the mercy of the Lord, to surrender yourself. Present your bodies as living sacrifice to the Lord. Surrendering, in some sense, is a negative thing in some people's mind because it means that, oh, I surrender. Oh, I fail. I just raise my white flag. I can do nothing. But in this scripture, it's not that negative. It's very positive. Just like our Lord Jesus Christ, before he resurrected, he first of all died on the cross. Death, to some people, is negative. But in the Bible, it is very positive, especially the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's very, very positive. Because the death means saving. The death means changing everything all together, all over. And through this death, life goes together. Through this death, our life will be changed. So in this scripture, Apostle Paul said that before the realization of God's plan, before we can live a higher life, one very important thing we all need to learn is to surrender. Say together, surrender is the way to higher life. There are at least three elements in this surrendering, in this scripture, that we need to learn. And through all the following months of this year, we would know and learn how to live a higher life with this kind of surrendering. One very important element of this kind of surrendering is love. Say together, love. So apostles Paul said that, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy. Say together, mercy. So God is not forcing us. God is not compelling us. God is touching our heart, beseeching us. And we can respond in love, not with compulsion. I'm not coming from Malaysia. How many of you come from Malaysia? Wow, quite a lot. And but Indonesia? No? So Africa? Africa? Oh, some of us come from Africa. I know you, many of you know what Muslim is, okay? And you know, when I went to Malaysia, my wife asked me quite a lot of Muslim problems. I told my wife that, oh, as a Muslim, if you have money, you can marry four wives. Oh, how come four wives? Yeah, if you have money, four wives, no problem. As far as the first wife agree, second wife agree. If they don't agree, just divorce, okay. And marry another, altogether, four wives, okay. Oh, so they can marry four wives? Yeah. Oh, but why there are so many Muslims all around the world? I told them that, yeah, they're very powerful. If you want to be a Muslim, okay, no problem. If you do not want, I will kill you or get you out of the country. So by force, they force all the people, all the offspring, compulsorily to be Muslim. And you are illegal in Malaysia. It is illegal to preach to Muslim. You cannot share gospel with them. It is illegal. Oh, wow. But they grew, wow, pretty fast, you know. And all over the world, many, many people were Muslim. And I told my wife, yeah, because they convert them by force. And she told me that, wow, that is pretty easy, pretty fast. I can force them to become Muslim. But in Christianity, wow, very slow, you know. Ah, come to Christ, I beseech you, encourage you. Come, I invite you. Oh, no interest, no interest. You know, the way to come to Christ is another way, not by force, but by love. Amen? By love. But by force, it's just, our God is not that cruel, you know. Our God is a loving God. Hallelujah. Amen? Our God is a loving God. And my wife wants to be a Christian, wants to be a loving Christian, not because of the force of the power, but because of the love of God. Amen? And in this scripture, the same thing. Apostle Paul encourage, beseech, hey, come, I really encourage you to present your bodies to our Lord as living sacrifice. Just encourage, beseech, invite, really encourage you, not by force, or not by compulsion. But the mercies of God, because of the love of God. So God wants us to live a higher life. God wants us to be a blessing. But in order to come to that point, we should all know that the very important step to come to that point is surrender to God. Say together, surrender. Surrender. But that kind of surrendering is not by force. Not because we fail. Not because of the punishment of God, but because of the love of God. Amen? Say together, love of God. The second important element of this surrendering is death. Say together, death. In this scripture, it is very clear that We are invited, we are encouraged to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. Sacrifice means death. The sacrifice, as it is offered, put, laid on the altar, the sacrifice will be killed, slain, laid there. And so in the mind of the whole picture, just the Jewish picture, or even in Chinese, is probably the same. Lay, slain the sacrifice, dead, and put it on the altar. So in your mind, it is kind of dead. Wow, dead. Yeah. So, Apostle Paul said that, present your bodies as living sacrifices. But the problem is that, who present? Who give? As priests, we are all priests. So we give offering to God. As priests, we present something to God, as gift to God. So in the past, the priest present some kinds of gold and sheep and all that, and present it on the altar. But in this scripture, as if we are the priest, the sacrifice we are offering is ourselves. We offer ourselves and put ourselves on the altar. We went on the altar on our own. And we are the priest. And we are also the sacrifice. We are presenting ourselves on the altar. And this is the most difficult part. Because if you are overweight, sacrifice him is easy, you know. Much more easy. It is him, not me. But sacrifice me is much more difficult. My wish, my passion, my dream, my will, everything. That means death. Death. This kind of surrendering, put everything on the altar, is not that easy. In the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10, it is said that we always carry around in our body in the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. Death. Say together, death. You know, we should give in ourselves. Sometimes it will be difficult, but our Lord is always encouraging us, challenging us, deny yourself. No more you. No more your passion. No more your will. No more your plan, but the plan of God. The will of God. The glory of God. Amen? That is death. Say together, death. So in order to live a higher life, we should put down ourselves and put on God's will. And we should live for Jesus. And this is the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. The third very important element is life and live for Jesus. Say together, live for Jesus. When God, the third element of surrendering is live for Jesus. So it is living sacrifice. Say together, living sacrifice. Wow. So it is a paradox here. You should die and you should live. You should be dead and you should be alive. Wow. Very difficult, huh? The third element is to live. So we are died. And then we also live. We are the living sacrifice. That means we die on the cross, deny ourselves, but we live for Jesus. How to live for Jesus? Put on Jesus. Jesus' will is in us. Jesus' passion in us. Jesus' plan is in us. We, all of our life, should be glorifying our Lord. We should glorify our Lord in our family. We should glorify our Lord in our career. We should glorify our Lord in our ministry. We should glorify our Lord in our relationship with our wives. We should glorify our Lord in our finance. We should glorify our Lord in our job. But not for us, but for the glory of God. Amen? Amen? So this is presenting yourself as a living sacrifice. That is the starting point of transformation. Say together, transformation. In other words, starting from this year, we all need to come to our Lord and learn how to die on the cross and surrender ourselves to the Lord and live for our Lord and let our Lord transform our lives, and then we can live a higher life for the glory of God. Amen? Amen? Next, we will continue the second verse. I have not yet finished, but the one very important thing today I really, really want to encourage each and every one of you is one word, surrender to Allah. Amen? Shall we stand on our feet? Hallelujah. I will pass this time to wait to lead us into praise and worship. And one very important is to offer our life to God. And I really encourage you to pray and to bless each and every one of us and to have a very good beginning of this year, surrender to God and ask God to transform us, renew us, reshape us, and release the power for His glory. Amen.